This is the ICO Podcast. There it is. It's The Last Goodbye featuring Betty Levette on vocals, out now wherever you get your music. And this is the ICO Podcast, where we cover all things Odessa and Foreign Family Collective. I'm Kent.
And I'm Clayton.
Of course, it's been a heck of a 2 days this week. Well, it's been a heck of a week and a half, frankly, by this point. I feel like it's been such a rush. But all the clues that have dropped since last Monday have all culminated to what happened yesterday morning, Tuesday, February the 8th, which was the official debut of what we believe to be the first track off of the next Odessa album. And really the first brand new music in 5 years. I mean, aside from Bronson,
a little project.
Yeah, from Bronson and the official unveiling of Loyal, aside from that, the last time we felt a lot of these emotions was more than 5 years ago. So
is that not baffling to think that it's been 5 years?
Yeah.
It's been long and also flown by. It's like,
yeah, that's exactly what I was talking with another friend of mine. You know, COVID time has totally messed up our
no kidding.
Entire ability to know, you know, what's normal length of time and how long ago things happened. So yeah, in many ways it was just yesterday. In other ways it feels 10 years ago. Yeah. I mean, their performance at Electric Forest in 2019 feels like a different lifetime ago. So
no kidding. My God.
Okay. So I just have a funny story to share about my first listen of this song, because like many other first times, it was nothing like I thought it would be or how wanted it to go. It was just very, very frantic in nature. So I was getting ready to leave to get in the car for a 12-hour drive, headed to Denver for the rest of the week. And my plan was that I would be on the road at 11 o'clock so that I could listen to the whole hour-long show. Because in my mind, I thought, they're not going to lead with this. Like, if Odessa is their special guest for the show, if I was doing the show, I would put this towards the end and I would make everyone suffer through everything else that I was pushing for that day. So
that's a heck of a thought, Kent. However,
yeah, so that's not how it went at all. So here I am walking out of my house, arms full of luggage and coffee mug and a bunch of other stuff, and I have Apple Music One playing on my phone just in case. Well, I just wanted to hear how the show started, how they teased everything, all that kind of stuff, so I could get the full experience. So I'm walking out the steps, and the show starts, and Zane's fill-in for the day. First of all, the fact that Zane wasn't on the show, I thought, oh no, we've made a terrible error. It's not happening today after all. Like, it's all, you know, been a big mistake. And then he introduces himself and he says, our feature artist for the day is Odessa, and here's their new single. And it just starts playing, and I don't know what to do with myself at this moment. I'm like, this is not how this was supposed to happen. So I just set everything down on the steps, and I run into the house, and I'm kind of running in circles because I think, I don't even know what I can play this on right now. My laptop's all packed up. I don't have an adapter for my phone to plug in to my normal speaker system, or at least I don't know where one is immediately. So I'm kind of pacing around the house. The song's playing on my crappy phone speakers, and thank God it's a 6-minute song, because I did finally run into the other room and I found a stray adapter, and I ran back into the other room and I plugged it into my Bose.
I can see all of this
to the song.
In my mind's eye.
Yeah. And then the unfortunate thing was that the quality of the Apple Music One stream is pretty bad in reality. So it wasn't even that great.
You had it like, oh, is the speaker plugged in wrong? What's happening?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's so much compression, and I know it sounds better than this, so it's unfortunate this is the first time. But I listened to it all the way through, and I was also kind of briefly scrolling through Discord at first, and then I was like, this is too much. I need to just sit here and
enjoy it,
comprehend what's happening right now. Yeah. And then I listened to the quick interview, and then they went into
J. Cole.
Yeah. So I was like, well, turning that off now, because I don't need that in my life. But it was all just not how I had planned for it to happen in that moment. So it was very frantic. I literally listened to silence in the car for the next probably hour because I felt like I needed to reset from everything.
Breathe in, zen.
And then I re-listened to it and gave it its proper listen through. So that's my experience.
If that isn't
this.
One of the most Kent things I've heard in a while, my goodness. I can see this man running through his house.
Yeah.
It's just like, what do I?
Well, I was staring. I was like, I have all these sound systems and I don't know how to quickly enough connect this phone to those and to make this happen. But like I said, thank goodness it's a lengthy song and not, you know, it's not a tech house banger, 2 minutes and 47 seconds, and then it's done. So,
well, if I may, I'll share mine. You know, I had my clock set. I was sitting at my desk in my office. I had nothing to do all morning. It's like, this is wonderful. I'm going to be able to listen to this, and then I can do my job afterwards. I get a message. We have an all hands meeting at 10. And I was like, okay, that's fine. These meetings aren't usually more than like 30, 40 minutes. This is the first meeting we've had that was an hour and a half long. So I'm like, in this meeting, 11 o'clock hits. I'm looking at my phone. It went from nothing to all of a sudden, like, Discord is blowing up.
Yeah.
My Spotify is alerting me of stuff. Like, all these things are going off. And I literally just had to, like, put my phone face down and be like, okay, well, I'll wait. I'll just, like, we'll get through this meeting. And after that, it's lunchtime. So then we get finished the meeting. I go and grab some lunch. I treat myself to some Canes. They don't sponsor this show, but they could.
they could, yeah.
I grabbed it. I got back in my car, and I immediately cranked the volume as loud as I could on the drive back to the office and played it. And we aren't going to go too much into how we think, I don't think, in this episode, but as a teaser, I've had literal chills throughout. Like, it was just not what I expected in all the best ways. So from then on, I think it's been on repeat on all of my speakers in my house, in my car, and in my office.
Yeah, I now measure lengths of time in plays in of this track because
the last goodbyes that was about five last goodbyes ago.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it especially in the car, because it's like, well, I know that this is about a 10-minute drive, so I can listen to the song probably, you know, almost two times or whatever. So, but yeah, so I was in the car for 12 hours after that, so I did listen to it many, many times after that point. So got a chance to fully immerse myself in what they have gifted us and the rest of the Odessa community. So I will say that I think with the messaging that they've put out with this, that it has at least put to bed the worries and anxiety and fears that this is their last.
Thank the Lord for that.
Yeah. What was interesting is how many people who were kind of late to the game from this, or maybe weren't seeing any of the updates and just saw the words, the last goodbye, were having a freak out all over again, or for the first time, that, oh my gosh, you know, are they really breaking up? And the rest of us were kind of already at peace with our feelings towards that.
Yes.
But the official explanation that they put out, which went out on a Foreign Family email, and they didn't really, in the interview on the Zane Lowe show, they pretty much just talked about the formation of the track with Betty LaVette and how they were inspired to do that. They didn't really talk about the meaning behind the song as much, but there were a couple of different ways that they have solidified this. And the first was in the newsletter mailing from Foreign Family Collective. in which they say, over the past few years, we've had a lot of time to reflect on ourselves and what's important. We found that our families, our friendships, and how we impact the ones we love to be paramount. We thought about the mortality of those around us and our own mortality in a way we haven't had to before. Our track, The Last Goodbye, featuring Betty Levette, hopes to touch on many of these themes by bridging the past and present and putting forth the question, is there ever really a last goodbye? We came to find comfort in the idea that those close to us stay with us, within ourselves and forever echoing out throughout our lives, end quote, Harrison and Clay. I'm not sure that we discussed that as a possible meaning.
You had a great bit and some great thoughts on what the meaning could be just based on the title alone, and it wasn't quite that. It's beautiful. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's a beautiful idea.
Yeah, and I think to myself, I thought of this a little bit, not to pat myself on the back that I figured it out, but I had that thought and I meant to bring it up on an episode, but it just never got there. But yeah, that people remain with us in our daily actions and thoughts and the way we put forth ourselves in society, even when they're long gone, and even in ways that we may not even recognize, you know, that maybe someone else recognizes of like, hey, I see your dad in you when you do that or whatever, you know, things that we may not even realize we're doing. So yeah, it definitely is it's a great message. And Kylie, who we've had on the show with us before, and who I mentioned on the last episode for pointing out a couple things, had a great message on that too. Do you have that tweet handy? I think this was on Facebook and Twitter, and just Twitter.
So she tweeted, I don't feel like it's teasing them leaving us. I think it has a deeper meaning than that. My parents both passed, but through music and memories and things they taught me, they genuinely live on. It wasn't a last goodbye. Clearly my view is influenced by my loss, but I'm hopeful. And she tweeted that, and Odessa just simply responded, nailed it. So another way of putting that. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah. And I think that is a great confirmation. And then one other more simple thing that they put forth was in the Discord, which we've talked about many, many times here. But they just posted, is there ever really a last goodbye? The answer is no. So
done.
There you have it.
Okay. So now that we have that in the bag, done.
Yep.
Did they know what they were doing to us? Were they aware that the pain
right.
that they were putting us
right.
through? And if shame.
I wondered that too, if they expected people to jump to conclusions in this way, and they thought, oh, this'll throw everybody off and really get them going. I don't know. Surely that they had to have.
They had to have.
Of that. Yeah. We're going to say that's the last goodbye. So I should look up to give credit to who exactly did this, but I kid you not, someone actually dug up in the Foreign Family Collective Discord, dug up and found this Betty Levette track the night before this came out.
You're kidding me.
So here's what happened. So and if anybody who's listening has no idea what happened prior to all this, you can go back and listen
to
our last
series going.
Our last three episodes where we break everything down. But on Monday night, when Apple Music put up, possibly mistakenly put up the teaser that Odessa was going to be on the Zane Lowe show, at first it was just the episode artwork said special guest Odessa. And then that went away. And then later in the night, the episode description says the duo talks about their new track, The Last Goodbye, featuring Betty Levette. This is the first time Betty Levette's name has ever shown up in any of this, right? And somebody posted in the Discord a little bit after that name popped up, guys, I found this track called Let Me Down Easy, and it includes the phrase, The Last Goodbye. Do you think this is what's being referenced
Holy
here?
Holy cow.
And it 100% was. So
that's insane.
It really is.
Congratulations, because that is like gold.
So I saw that and for whatever reason, when you just click on the Spotify preview within Discord, it just gave me 30 seconds worth. And I meant to go back and listen to the full song, but I got distracted and forgot that night. And then the next day I was like, oh, crap. I should have listened to the full length song, which you can do on Spotify or whatever major music platform you have. Her track, which was released in 1965, is called Let Me Down Easy. And that is what provides the vocals for this track. So she didn't record new vocals, but it, you know, it's a full sample and she is fully featured on the track. So if you type in her name on Spotify, this track shows up as one of her latest releases. And they did talk about that in the interview on the Zane Lowe show, which they, I guess, is basically written out in the newsletter piece. They say that the song actually started as an instrumental while they were on tour, which is crazy to think that they were producing stuff like this while they're in the midst of everything else. They say, in quote, "We came back to it a year or two later and we thought it had some beautiful moments, but it was lacking some emotional grounding. We're big fans of digging for samples and ended up by a stroke of luck coming across a Betty LaVette record around the same time we rediscovered our instrumental." Side note, I need more details on that stroke of luck. Like, what?
Yeah, what does that look like?
Who pointed you in that direction? Yeah, how did this come to be? Anyway, they go on to say, "Betty's performance on her record, Let Me Down Easy, originally released in the 1960s, is so emotive, gut-wrenching, and powerful. And conveniently, I must say, it's in the same key as the song that they're working on. So, clearly meant to be.
Meant to be.
They say, "We started trying to layer her voice into the song. Adding that element really served as the anchor for the song. It inspired us to build this soundscape around it in a dynamic way we hadn't originally imagined."
One of my favorite things seeing, too, is that she's apparently on Twitter. And she, once the song got released, she tweeted at Odessa, "These young men took Let Me Down Easy, sampled it, and used it for their song in the 21st century. And they told me about it and brought me in on it." Unlike some others throwing shade at someone, I don't know who.
Yeah. I had to wonder if that was from personal experience with this particular song, or if she's just saying this in general, you know. That
yeah. And then she said, "Hope you like it." And then, of course, they responded to it. Like, "Oh, I enjoy to work with, but you'll love to see it. You'll love to see the artist supporting artists."
Yeah, for sure. I did notice that she made, I think, a similar post on Facebook. And you could see the flood of Odessa fans that had went over to her page, much like we did, and discovered her possibly for the first time, you know. And then there were some people who you could tell were from an older era who probably were remembering when this song first came out in itself. Her were even commenting that this is a really cool thing for this to be, you know, totally reborn. There were some naysayers in there, not gonna lie.
I'm sure there were. This is the internet after all. There's no escaping that. But
exactly. And I think they were viewing it as more so of like a remake that she had done as opposed to a sampling. I will say that it gave me a little bit of an Avicii vibe at times. Just in sampling a really powerful female voice, and which he did a number of times in a couple of different, like Addicted to You and even some of his more mainstream songs and stuff feature really powerful female vocals and in a kind of that raspy regard. So it definitely reminded me a little bit of that. When I was also listening through the first real time, I immediately said to myself, "Oh, this has some Bronson influence."
Dude, I said that, and I mean, it was like, this is how I felt when I first listened to Loyal, not during a set. I was like, this is definitely them, but it's also a completely different path forward.
Yeah, and then it made me think of Late Night. Mm-hmm. And some of their other tracks that are, especially when they're played out live, like have a very similar.
And they extend those bits out.
And
there's a VIP edit, and I should have looked this up. It's on their In Return album. They do it during their A Moment Apart tour, and they were coming out and saying, you know, we have some new music, and it was an edit of an existing song. And that that vibe is super similar.
It's like a tribal.
Yes, it's like darker, and there's like that same kind of momentum to it. But it's really cool looking back at their previous work and seeing all this different DNA being layered into this one song.
You know, people say that their life flashes before their eyes, you know. Mm-hmm. I somewhat had that feeling while listening to this as well, of just so many different feelings of live shows with them. And just, I guess, envisioning myself hearing this track in that same setting, and just how exciting that
I 100%
is going
agree.
To be.
No, I was immediately like imagining, oh, what's the instrumentation going to look like on this?
Yeah.
Is one of them going to pick up a guitar and start funking away? Or someone else going to come on stage and like, oh man, I can hear the breakdown in this being different live. And I'm right there with you.
Right.
Like, just imagining what that's going to be like has got me excited.
So I didn't get a chance, to be honest, to fully look through other reactions across various platforms. I skimmed a few, but I know on a future episode we'll want to share some of those. I mean, I saw many people talking about ascending and crying and vomiting.
Crying and vomiting everything. All at the same time, yes.
Yes, exactly. Lots of those. But there were some pretty interesting thoughts that I think we'll share at a later time. There's also a visualizer,
which is excellent.
It's fantastic, and I would like to watch that more in depth on a very large screen.
I think
sometime.
I'm going to buy a new TV and just have that on a loop in my hallway somewhere.
It's the screensaver. Yeah. And you just think about the amount of time that just an effort and creative energy that went into just that alone.
You know me. My first thought when I looked at it was like the poor computer that had to render this. Thing is
that too.
Burnt up.
But just being able to see, if that's just the visualizer, and there's, I would imagine, plans to do a music video alongside of that as well, we're in for many more treats. Any more thoughts on your first listens or first few listens on this one?
As we kind of touched on with all the different DNA coming into it, it's just, it really feels like they've infused dance. Like they've really taken the dance part of electronic dance music and like injected it into an Odessa song. Cause it has that atmospheric ascension feel throughout.
Right.
But when that first driving beat kicks in, it's like, I've been to many things like this, but never quite in this way.
Right.
So I'm really excited to see what comes next. And that brings us to our next point. Is we have this song, and it's gonna keep me pretty well tided over for a while.
Yeah.
But we're always looking to the horizon. We always want to know what's coming next. And this did not come with an album or a tour announcement. So we still have lots to look forward to.
Yeah, and you know, somebody did ask me today if we expect a tour. 100%.
Yeah, of course.
For a couple of reasons. One, touring is really the main way that artists make money in this era of the music industry. So it's not really an option. But also, in many ways, it wouldn't be Odessa if they weren't touring, in my mind. You know what I mean? Like they aren't the type of artist that just puts out an album and hopes and sends it out to the world and that's it. The main point of the music is to be experienced in a number of different ways, and they bring that to a whole different level in their live shows. So there's, you know, all sorts of people are speculating if they might make some late summer festival appearances. I don't know.
I think that
so many festivals have already released their full lineups and all their headliners. So I would be really surprised if that happened, but anything is possible, I suppose. Of course, everybody is also clamoring for a Red Rock show.
Immediately. People are like, okay, when's the Red Rock show? I'll fly out right now.
Right.
I'll do it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's, I mean, that's probably feasible. They're still announcing lots of shows every day.
Yep.
But you know, they have a limited time frame that they can, you know, as the weather cools off, they do fewer and fewer shows. So I don't know. I'm not sure if we will see this spread out all across the next few several months until September again. I doubt that.
I literally cannot comprehend that. Like I want to know, and I look forward to it, obviously, but I think in my mind I'm just so happy to have a new track in 5 years that right. I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna enjoy this while I can,
right,
and if I think too much about it, I'll just like go crazy. So I need to enjoy this just as it is at the moment.
So we've got plenty to look forward to regardless. If you have thoughts on the track itself or how it made you feel or anything else you'd like to share with us,
talk about your feelings in general, or just like say hi, like whatever.
You can drop a comment on this episode on the icopod.com. That's also where you can find links to listen to all of our back episodes. You can also just do a quick search on wherever you listen to podcasts and it'll get you to all of those as well.
We did Twitter,
Facebook, Instagram. We've got all those as well if you're looking for other ways to reach us. And if you have a free moment, please drop us a quick review on Apple Podcasts. It does help us out a lot. That's going to do it for this episode. My name's Kent.
And I'm Clayton.
And we'll catch you next time.